Downtown Bethlehem Airport post-game show, everybody. Apologies for the delay there, some technical difficulties. But we're here with the post-game show. We've got some highlights for you. Not a lot of highlights. Some exciting plays. First off, you know, hats off to Jacob Wagzipak. We knew he was a talented guy. You know, the Phillies don't employ non-talented Major League Baseball players. It's a professional organization. And we've seen all year that when the best go up, they continue to replenish the team. You know, if after we lost Nick Williams, if there weren't more guys to come up from Reading, there never would have been a playoff push. Just look at Tom Eshelman. Look at Andrew Pullen. After we lost Rhys Hoskins, if there wasn't more talent to be called up afterwards, there never would have been a playoff push. And you can reel off name after name. I mean, you look at this lineup today, and it was not the same lineup we saw on day one, of course. That's AAA baseball. That's the way it's going to be. Especially when the talent is so immense here from day one that you knew better than to expect them all to be here in the end. Because ultimately, the goal is to make sure that the Phillies are successful and the Phillies are winning. And we know that. But we get new guys and we learn to love them and we learn to enjoy them and know what's good about them. And we saw everything this year that you could have seen in a baseball season. And let's not forget Scott Kingery as well, who didn't start the year with the Iron Pigs either. This was a season that, from the very beginning, had people calling for 100 wins and the greatest minor league team of all time. And those of us within the organization knew better than to get too excited about it, because this is how it's going to go and exactly how we thought. When the talent is there, it will go up to the big leagues. And in a few years' time, we'll be looking at this Phillies team and saying the same exact things. But the difference is, we won't be saying what's going to happen when they all get called up, because there's nowhere else to go from there. We saw an immense amount of talent roll through the Lehigh Valley this season. And although it has come to an end today in Moosic, Pennsylvania, it came to an end with a very positive last note of Jacob Wagzipak on the mound. Now, I don't know what Wagzipak's going to become. The next Cy Young, or a fifth starter somewhere, a successful major league guy, or somebody who never makes it. That's neither here nor there at the time being. It doesn't matter because of what he did today. What he did today was prove that he belongs in the International League, which is the first step to proving you belong in the major leagues, which is the first step to proving that you belong in professional baseball. And Jacob Wagzipak was able to do that. He didn't get lucky. He didn't tiptoe his way out of trouble. He absolutely 100% kept the best offensive team in the International League under wraps. He allowed one home run after what was just a horrendous call in the top of the seventh inning. Complete momentum shift, complete change in atmosphere and game. Now, that didn't hit the home run off of Wagzipak. Give credit to Mike Ford. He did. But that changed the complexion of the entire game. But give credit to Jacob Wagzipak, who may have gotten the loss, but boy, he pitched too well to deserve that. And if he's back in the Lehigh Valley next year, I expect to see much more of that. Of course, everything is a toss-up. We expected this out of Jake Thompson this year, and he struggled, though still found his way up to Philadelphia. Good for him. And I'm sure many successful seasons to come, many more successful seasons to come for him, and even more successful starts with the Phillies in the 2017 Major League Baseball season. But if we see more of what we saw out of Jacob Wagzipak today, well, we'll be talking about a very successful pitcher in the 2017 season for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. And when things end like this, in sad fashion, Pigs couldn't score a run today. They scored one run yesterday. The first thing you want to do is look at this and say, man, that stunk. I'm angry. I'm frustrated. But you can't take it all in at once, because then it becomes too much. You have to take it piece by piece and look at this team. Yes, they fell to the Rail Riders 3-1. in the first round of the series. For the second consecutive year, the Pigs go down to their in-state rivals. But what this 10th anniversary season gave us was every single high and low we could have asked for from day one. From the exorbitantly high expectations that were never going to be fulfilled in the month of April, to having them fulfilled in the month of May, to having some of the talent get called up to Philadelphia, starting to see a swoon in talent, or not in talent, but in play, of course, adjustments to AAA, the loss of guys to the major leagues. We saw Tom Eshelman get called up and right in front of our eyes become the ace of the staff, go from, in Dusty's words, an okay pitcher last season to the starting pitcher for the International League in the All-Star game this year, to the International League player, not pitcher, player of the month for the month of May, his first ever month in AAA baseball. We saw Scott Kingery with our own eyes for the first time after hearing all about him in AA come up and within one inning make a play worthy of SportsCenter. Within one series, have a two-home run game. We saw an inside-the-park grand slam with a slide that will be talked about for years to come on anything Iron Pigs related. We saw a dejected team four games out of the first wildcard spot on August the 23rd after they had been a franchise-high 6.5 games up in first place of the division just months before. And then we saw the fight over the last 2 weeks of the season, one that took the Pigs from down and out, going home after the regular season, to wild card winners on the last day of the year. And then we saw their last win of the year, which was game one of this series, a game that totally encapsulated the entire season. Great expectations to start, fell down early, roared back to tie the game, and then after months, or in that case, innings, of waiting and waiting, the Pigs once again broke out and won the game in the bottom of the 12th inning thanks to Carlos Tochi's walk-off hit. That would be it. That would be the last win for the Iron Pigs in the 2017 season. So you look at it that way, and you say the 10th anniversary season, through my eyes, through a fan's eyes, through Matt Province's eyes, disappointing because we didn't win the whole thing. Through the bigger lens of the Philadelphia Phillies, through Dusty Wathan, through player success, through experiencing every last feeling you can in the world of baseball, it was a success. Walk-off home runs, incredible defensive plays, Rhys Hoskins going from the most beloved man in the Lehigh Valley to the biggest thing in Major League Baseball. And the Phillies lineup today is chock full of guys we were just praising weeks and months earlier. And someday soon, I'm sure, we'll be praising them as Phillies as well for having this type of success and more. A lot of players took a big next step this year for the Pigs. And a lot will be looking towards next year for that big next step. J.P. Crawford went from the number one prospect in the organization to being left for dead in the middle of the year by Baseball America, by Twitter eggs responding to the Phillies' Twitter, to the hottest hitter in AAA baseball, and to a Philadelphia Philly a day after his two-run home run helped spark the Pigs to a playoff push or to clinching a playoff spot in the International League playoffs. So really, in that regard, it's a success. I'm sure Crawford's not looking back. He doesn't want to look back. That's not the point either. Because in AAA, somebody new comes up and takes your spot. Next man up for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, and that was Angelo Mora. And you know what? Angelo Mora performed quite well, having to take over for a J.P. Crawford who was just unstoppable the last 2 months of the year. We saw a franchise in the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs that unveiled a brand new, gigantic, I think biggest in the minor leagues, video scoreboard in the outfield. That was a success. They had their, I think it was 5 millionth fan. Look at that. Success. Of course, how it ends is sad. It's disappointing. And it's full of bitterness. There was a really, really bad call that may have cost the Iron Pigs a chance to continue on in this series. We'll never know. And really, we'll never be able to find out. We'll be able to go on and be bitter and be upset. But I'm going to try, at least, not to let that ruin what was a season in which we saw everything. And of course, as I say that, I see the text from Matt Provins telling me that the video shows he didn't leave early. So I will try even harder now to not let that ruin what has been a season that has been incredible. If you go into Kurt Landis's office on April, or I guess March 31st, and say, your 10th anniversary season is going to go like this, and you lay it out, I think you sign up for that. Knowing how it ends 6 months earlier, maybe you're not as upset. But it stinks to have it end on a loss. You never want to have anything end on a loss. Having it end on a win means either you were eliminated and your regular season ended on a win, or that you won it all. In this case, the Pigs can hang their hat on a lot of things. A Governor's Cup won't be one of them, but player development will be. Fans' excitement, fans' enjoyment of the game will be. Philadelphia Phillies' success will be. Dusty Wathen's ability to manage the heck out of a baseball game will be. These are some of the things we found out that were positive about this season. And now I guess we have to find out how it just ended today. Although sad, there are highlights in a game in which the Pigs fell out of the playoffs today by a final score of 1-0 to the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders. In the top of the first inning, the Pigs, well, they did get a runner. They got a base runner on a one-out walk. Christian Marrero walked. But Angelo Mora hit into a 5-4-3 double play that ended the top of the first inning. Bottom of the first inning, on the very first play, Wagstaff did something cool.
And he kicks and fires, and a bunt is dropped down third base side. Wagstaff bare hands, fires low with a scoop. They got him. What a play by Stassiak at first. And what nimble agility there by Wagstaff off the mound to the third base side.
Wagstaff, a great play on the very first at-bat of his AAA career. Not bad. He would then surrender a walk to Donovan Solano, and then Billy McKinney came to the plate.
Solano leads, pitch to plate is called, third strike, beautiful fastball, 92 that time, and he was able to get that upper inside corner.
And there's Wagstaff's first strikeout. He would then get Miguel Andujar grounding out to Scott Kingery to end the inning. I can tell you there's going to be a lot of 1-2-3 innings in this one with only one run scored. Now, top of the second inning, Pigs got a one-out base runner, a single by Hector Gomez. Hector Gomez had himself a good game in this one. Three hits and a single in the top of the second inning. But after Gomez's base hit, Dylan Cousins struck out swinging, and Nick Rickles lined out to end the top of the second inning. Bottom of the second inning, Mike Ford walked, but after that, Jacob Wagstaff really settled in, struck out J.K. swinging, struck out Mark Payton swinging, and got Eddie Rodriguez to pop up to finish off the bottom of the second inning. Pigs went down 1-2-3 in the top of the third. Riders went down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the third. Top of the fourth, the Pigs got a two-out base hit by Brock Stassi. And even in this whole ordeal of the season ending, we forget just what Brock Stassi had going on for him this year. From going up to the big leagues in that awesome start to his year, to ending it with some pretty great play with the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. It was a good year for Brock Stassi in that regard. But Hector Gomez flew out to end the fourth inning. In the bottom of the fourth, Billy McKinney would ground out to Scott Kingery. Miguel Andujar then doubled, and Mike Ford came to the plate.
Here's the lefty Ford. Pitch is swung on, hit to short, and they've got the lead runner hung up. The throw goes to Gomez, who fires back, and Mora applies the tag at second base. And that is a running snafu for Andujar.
And that snafu cost the Rail Riders a runner in scoring position. Mike Ford was on first after the fielder's choice, but Andujar erased trying to take third on a ground out to short. And I think as the old adage goes, is to stay put when the ball is hit in front of you. So a bad move by Andujar on the base paths, but it helped out the Pigs as the next batter was Jake Cave, and Jake Cave went down on strikes. Top of the fifth, Pigs tried to rally. First two got on. Dylan Cousins singled, and Nick Rickles singled, but Andrew Pullen struck out swinging. Carlos Tochi popped up, and Scott Kingery flew out. And the Pigs' frustrations with runners in scoring position and less than two outs continued. Bottom of the fifth, another 1-2-3 inning for the Riders. Top of the sixth, 1-2-3 for the Pigs. Bottom of the sixth, the Riders got a two-out base hit by Billy McKinney, but Miguel Andujar popped up to end the inning. This inning was what I think the peak for Mr. Wagstaff. It was the top of a Rail Riders lineup that had been tormenting Pigs pitching in this series. Mason Williams, Donovan Solano, Billy McKinney, Miguel Andujar. Wagstaff got Mason Williams to ground out to second base, got Donovan Solano to ground out to short. Billy McKinney did single, but Miguel Andujar popped up, and that ended the sixth inning, which brings us to the seventh inning, a seventh inning we'll all want to forget very, very soon. Hector Gomez led it off with a double. Things were looking good. But Dylan Cousins struck out swinging. He was the next at-bat. And that brought Nick Rickles to the plate. Nick Rickles would hit a long fly ball, and then this would happen.
Rickles gave that ball a ride to right field, and now it comes down to Pullen. And now they say he left early. They appeal, and they're going to say Gomez left early, and here comes an argument from Dusty Wathen. The inning is going to end on one of the most bizarre ways you'd see an inning come to an end on an appeal, which you never see win anyway.
The first time this year somebody was called out on an appeal, video evidence showed Hector Gomez did not leave second base early, and for whatever reason, one that I'm afraid I don't think I'll ever know, Ryan Clark called him out trying to tag up to third base. Will he score? Who knows? I know as little about the not going to happen future as I do about why Ryan Clark made that call. All I know is that call more than likely was the final blow for the Iron Pigs in 2017. It was a bad call. And the Pigs inning was over in the top of the seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh, Mike Ford led it off.
Over the right center field wall. It's a home run leading off the bottom of the seventh inning by Mike Ford, the left-handed batter off Wagstaff, and it's 1-0 Rail Riders.
And that would be that in terms of scoring. Mike Ford would score. But after that, Wagstaff got K4-3, Payton 4-3, and Rodriguez 5-3. That would end the seventh inning. Top of the eighth inning, Pullen and Tochi went down back-to-back swinging at strike three, and Scott Kingery popped up. Bottom of the eighth inning, there was a lead-off single for Jonathan Diaz. A sack bunt by Mason Williams would move him over to second. Donovan Solano grounding out to third. And then Billy McKinney flew out, and that ended the inning. No harm, no foul. Diaz did not get any further than third base. So we moved to the final three outs of the Iron Pig season. It started with Christian Marrero. He singled. Herlis Rodriguez came in to pinch run. Angelo Mora then struck out, and Brock Stassi flew out. Hector Gomez then came to the plate. He already had two hits, in this one, and he would single his third hit. Runners on first and second. He would be pitch run for by Mitch Walding. So appropriately enough, it would come down to Dylan Cousins. Cousins, one of the few offensive mainstays from day one on this Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, was representing not only the last out, but a go-ahead run as well. Two outs, top of the ninth inning, game four of the divisional round playoffs.
And now the pig season. All that work, that big May, all the changes, all the young guns, it's all come down to this pitch. Rodriguez off second, Walding off first, the 2-2, he struck him out swinging! Ball game over! IL Divisional Round Series is over, and the Rail Riders have won the final three games of this best of five series to advance to the Governor's Cup for the second year in a row.
And that is how it all came to an end in 2017 for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. The Rail Riders win it 1-0, a solo home run in the bottom of the seventh inning by Mike Ford. One run, four hits, and no errors for the Rail Riders. No runs, seven hits, no errors for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. A frustrating number again, they left six on base, and they were 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. When the Iron Pigs in this series look back on why they lost this series, it'll be because of those numbers. In three straight games, they had their opportunities, and they did not take advantage of them. For the Rail Riders, they were 0-for-3 with runners in scoring position. They left five on base. Jacob Wagaspak lost, but boy, did he pitch well. Seven innings, three hits, one earned run. He walked two and struck out seven. Seven innings, three hits, seven strikeouts in your first ever AAA start in an elimination game in the postseason. That's a gutsy effort by Jacob Wagaspak, one that should not be forgotten. Cesar Ramos won an inning, gave up one hit, no other numbers across his line. Nestor Cortez got the win, seven innings, five hits, one walk, eight strikeouts. Jonathan Holder got a hold, as appropriately his name would suggest, one inning, two strikeouts. And Nick Rumbelo, his second save for everybody's favorite pirate. You'd probably get along with Adam Morgan, actually, the captain. His second save, an inning, two hits, and two strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours and 1 minute in front of 1,439 happy fans at PNC Field. Once again, your final score this evening, or this afternoon, I should say, the Scranton Wilkes-Barre Rail Riders won. They win the series in advance to the next round. The Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, 0.